I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the You May Be Too Dumb to Breathe file, New York Post, a loaded handgun fired off multiple rounds inside of a Virginia home after someone stored the firearm in the oven.
What?
After someone stored the firearm in the oven.
The fully loaded and safety not on firearm.
But every year around the 4th of July, there are people that are like, got to keep those fireworks dry. And they put them in the oven. And then someone turns on the oven. And then kaboom.
Chesterfield County Fire and EMS put out a Facebook post today saying, in all caps, please do not store guns or anything else in your oven. Upon arrival at the residence, firefighters opened the oven, found a gun melted to the steel grates. Says Chesterfield Fire, it turns out someone turned the oven on with the gun inside. The weapon heated up and five rounds went off.
Now, obviously, it's a good cautionary measure to not store anything in the oven. But anything? Like, I store my cast iron pans in the oven. Is that also?
Why?
That's
fine. Why don't you store them in a cast? Yeah, it's fine, but...
Because they're cast iron, so they're always kind of, they leave a black mark on the cabinet
shelves.
Okay,
can we talk about that? I can't believe you even use cast iron because, A, you're not a pioneer, and, B, it's not 1350. But I had a Blackstone grill, as you know, for like a few weeks, and then it just rusted out on me, and I could never figure out how to get the rust off.
A lot of people use cast iron.
Yeah, they're called Dolores.
Well, my name is Sam, and I use it daily.
What does one make, Sam?
Does one season their cast iron skillet, Sam?
Every day after I clean it.
What do you season it with?
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hate Teflon?
Because it's bad for you.
I'm with Sam on this one.
It's full of carcinogens. Pardon me for reading into the products that I cook my food on.
Have you been returned to 2024 from 1887? And I've often wondered this about you. I really do think there is an old pioneer man dying to get out of Samuel. I don't know how he got stuck in there, but he's in there.
I love this analysis. I take no offense to this whatsoever.
Crotchety old man.
No, he's not that crotchety. He's crotchety, just very pioneery. He logs his mileage in a little flip book he keeps in his catch-all.
You also got to remember,
so
he rolls up his jeans pants.
Legs. I keep track of my mileage and gas.
Why?
And miles per gallon.
Why?
Yes, my pants are tight rolled right now.
Okay.
And yes, my mileage has been dropping a little bit, Dan, so I need to look into my air filter. I think it's a little bit dirty.
It probably could be the air filter. Yeah. It's the simplest thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is my dad come back to life?
I believe so.
What is going
this
on
is
over
radio.
There?
But seriously, is there an issue with leaving my cast iron in the oven? Because I'm not putting
nothing,
it on the shelf.
There's nothing wrong with it until you bring it up on the radio, and then she gets to make fun of you for being from 1874.
There's nothing wrong with leaving the cast iron in the oven as long as it's not loaded.
Nice.
Okay.
Get out.
Yes, please talk about the Heimlich because it's been on full display again this week. And I would like to remind everyone the importance, whether you're cooking with cast iron or otherwise, to chew your food carefully. And if you don't, please have someone directly behind you, like, I don't know, the governor, to save your life.
Christian Marino was choking on a lobster roll at his first competitive eating contest when a man to the side of the stage noticed what was happening and rushed over to give him the Heimlich. Turns out that man was none other than New Hampshire's governor, Chris Sununu. Video shows the governor lifting Marino off his feet as he gives him several abdomen compressions at the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival on Sunday. Paramedic then stepped in and continued the compressions until the food was dislodged. Marino quickly recovered and even continued in the eating competition.
But I want to describe a couple of things that I'm watching in this video before we get to the bulk of this story, and I do think this is a topic. The choking victim starts not aggressively pounding on his chest, but pound like doing this, Scott. I'm going to recreate it. Boom, 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 boom. He's got his hand in a fist. His right hand is in a fist. He's going boom, boom, boom. I'm going to count this. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3, 4, 5. He's still doing it. 6, still doing it. 7, 8, 9, 10. We are now 15 seconds into this video. His head is down. He's wearing a ball cap. And he's just sort of rhythmically doing this. We need a better universal sign for I'm choking and dying right in front of you. And I love that the governor knew the Heimlich and stepped in. This goes on for such a long time where his airway is clearly blocked and no one around him, including the MC who's right in front of him, no one understands what's happening.
Well, he didn't use the universally
which would be this.
Which is this.
Signal of
where you put both your palms both up to your neck.
I'm choking.
He's still pumping, still pumping. Still pumping, still pumping. Then finally he's pointing. Then the governor comes over and whoop, whoop, starts thrusting, thrusting, thrusting. There's three of them.
Dirty governor.
And then the video stops. Then you see everyone kind of leaning in going, is he choking? Well, yeah, that's after the guy's doing the Heimlich on him.
Was he choking on lobster?
Lobster rolls are rice. And guess what rice does when you start shoving that down your throat?
Swells.
It swells. It expands.
Huh. Did not know that.
So conversation number one we need to have is you need, if you are choking, God forbid, and your airway is blocked, you have seconds to get this figured out. We need a more frantic, I'm choking.
Which would be this sign right
here. Than just the boom, rhythmic pumping of the chest. That's number one. Number two, why are we still allowing shove food down your throat contest for prizes?
Because it's America's game.
No, it is not America's game. This is not Johnny, what's his name?
Joey Chestnut.
Whatever.
Did you not watch Unfinished Beef?
No, I did not.
That beef has been finished.
Yeah, you know how many people have died? And there have been like charity stuff like with sororities where everyone's like, see how many hot dogs you can eat. Well, what happens is the bread swells, the rice swells, and then you choke to death. And I don't care if there's a waiver involved. I think it's a bad idea. Did you notice the first sentence in the story, by the way? It was his first shove food down your throat eating contest. We should not be making a game out of something that is this intrinsically dangerous.
We'll make games out of plenty of things that are dangerous. Football, hockey. I mean, in hockey, we let them beat each other to pieces.
Right, but we don't
driving at 186 miles an hour.
Throw somebody into a competition and NASCAR? Say, here, play hockey. Which, like with these county fair eating contests. I'm sorry, it's a bad idea. I can't believe we're still allowing it.
Do you, if I was choking right now, yeah. Would you know would yes. you know the Heimlich?
Yes.
You would.
Think of a capital J. Up and up, like a fish hook. Boom, 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 boom. And if I cannot get my arms around you,
come on, I'm not that fat.
I'm just saying for everyone listening.
Saw that
if
one coming
you,
immediately.
No. If you are a smaller woman and there is a larger man choking, and by larger I just mean taller than you are. You back their back up against a wall, and you take your fist, and you shove it in and up, shove it in and up.
Hmm. I think I've counted no fewer than three Dana-isms in the opening segment of today's
program. I am trying to save somebody's life. I went through the training with the fire department, and they specifically, it was a bunch of women. They said, no one ever thinks about this, but if there is a man choking and he is taller than you, it becomes really difficult for you to not only get your arms as a smaller woman around, or petite woman around his abdomen, then to have to thrust upward with this larger man right in front of you. Put their back against the wall. Actually, if he's making that noise, it's better because that means there's air getting through.
That's right.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.